your children come another Lord's Day. We come approaching your mighty throne with heads bowed and humble hearts, asking you to love us and care for us as your very own children. We come, dear Father, this morning because we are in a sin-sick, burdensome world, the kind of world that has no love or respect for the cause of Christ. We pray, dear Father, that all of us will continue to stand on the word of God and not fall in love with this present and sin-sick world. We come asking you, dear Father, as we travel through this land and country, let us, your children, pick up our cross and humbly follow you. We also pray, dear Father, as we travel through this land and country, let us continue to preach and teach the word of God. Let us teach it boldly. Let us teach it forcefully. And let us, as your children, always be willing to march into hell if necessary to carry the loving word of God. We're also praying, dear Father, as we go, that we, your children, will continue to do all the things that's well-pleasing in your sight, that we will continue to love one another, care for all of those who are dying and sick, visit those who are in prison, stand firm on the word of God to all of those who do not love you and know not Jesus Christ and the pardons of their sins. We pray, dear Father, that we will keep our fists balled up and shake a fist of rebellion in the face of Satan, letting him know that we stand with God and with him only. We also pray, dear Father, as we do these things, that you will help us to love God, walk humbly with God, and always be willing to give a reasonable portion of our strength for our service. We also pray, dear Father, that all of our preacher brothers will continue to preach and teach the word of God, will continue to make their calling and election sure, and as they preach and teach, help them to give full proof of their ministry. We're also asking you, dear Father, as we come before you this day, that you will look down upon us, love us and care for us, help us to love so bold and so forcefully that we can cause a many sinner to come asking, what must I do to be saved? And when they come, let us, your children, take the time to preach and teach the mighty word of God to them. We're also asking you, dear Father, as we go and travel through this land and country, let us seek out those places where souls are lost. Let us seek out those places that harbor Satan. Let us always come in contact with those who are meeting and grouping in darkness, and let us teach and preach to them the powerful word of God. We're also praying to you, dear Father, that you will help us to continue on with our radio ministry. Help us continue to spread the word, for we're a small congregation, but Lord knows we're duty-bound to do what you have commanded of us. And if you look out among us and see that we are doing things well-pleasing in your sight, we're asking you to grant us a home in that up and better kingdom where we can sing praise to your high and holy name now and forevermore. Let us all say amen. Amen.
Must Jesus bear the cross?